Gimmel, WAKY News. The flood of persons into Churchill Downs has finally begun to trickle off as the home of the Kentucky Derby reaches capacity. WAKY's Bob Watson is there.
The grandstand, the clubhouse, the press area, the infield, the entire Churchill Downs area is filled with people. If there's going to be any more, we don't know where they'd be put. There are only a few areas out in the infield that have any grass showing. It's just a mass of humanity here for the Kentucky Derby. The band playing down in the infield, a helicopter is sitting by in case it's needed to take anyone in or out of here. We understand this is not a security helicopter. It's here in regard to the National Guard and would be used in emergency to take a high-ranking officer out of the Downs if he's needed someplace. The president will be arriving shortly. Security is very tight. Secret Service men are stationed at all locations on all levels, along with some National Guardsmen, the traditional number of National Guardsmen, which are brought out for the Derby.
President Nixon expected to arrive at Stanford Field at 2:30 this afternoon. The final pre-Derby odds have been released. At the Downs, a mutual official gives me these figures just released.
Top night is 5-2. The two horse is 35. That's traffic mark. Arts and Letters is 9-2. Ray Jet is 60-1. Fleet Allied is 40-1. Ocean Roar is 20-1. Dyke is 3-1. And the favorites, Majestic Prince, at 3-2.
The official tells me that those pre-race odds will most likely be approximately the odds at post-time. The visit to the Derby by President Nixon will be the first time a chief executive has ever attended the Racing Classic. Black student union activities have been banned at U of L. That story coming up. Officials at the University of Louisville have banned all social functions of the Black Student Union until this December. The Dean of Students, Dave Lawrence, says the disciplinary action is the result of violating rules at a dance March the 29th, where $320 worth of damage was caused. Lawrence added that the social ban would be lifted if the Black Student Union pays the damages. A crowd of several thousand persons greeted President Nixon today at Columbia, South Carolina, where the president visited former Secretary of State James Myers. Firemen went back to their jobs today in Des Moines, Iowa, after a five-day strike. An Associated Press survey shows that vandalism in the nation's schools is increasing sharply, with losses now estimated at $200 million a year. The leader of secessionist Biafra reportedly has dropped his demand for a ceasefire as a condition for peace talks in the Nigerian Civil War. WAKY weather, mostly sunny and warm through Monday. High today and tomorrow, 84. Tonight's low, 56. At Derby post time, it should be mostly sunny, 82 degrees, with only a 5% chance of rain. Right now, it's 78 degrees. Rich Gimmel, WAKY News.
John W. Walker, WAKY Music.